This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The European debt crisis, which is to say the present iteration of the Greek debt crisis, has arrived at that point where finance ministers from the 19 countries that use the euro met today around a big table in Brussels to talk things over. There are reports, by the way, this afternoon from CNBC that they have reached a deal to keep Greece in its bailout plan, which had been in some degree of doubt, as you know. Making the case for Greece at today's talks was that country's dynamic new finance chief, Yanis Varoufakis. Varoufakis has had teaching jobs in the U.S. and Australia. He has also been described, completely without irony, I think, as the coolest finance minister on the planet. Marketplace's Stephen Beard takes a closer look.
Varoufakis has bounded onto the political stage, not like a finance minister at all, more like an action movie star.
He's an easy guy to like.
Come out to the coast, we'll get together, have a few laughs.
And a hard man to kill.
Varoufakis, with his bald head, athletic build and feisty manner, reminds some of Bruce Willis of Die Hard fame. One German newspaper called him a sex icon, roaring around Athens in his motorbike leathers, radiating the sort of classical masculinity you usually find only in Greek statues.
Don't know about Greek statues because he is wearing a leather jacket rather than a fig leaf, but he certainly has a certain charisma.
Andrew Hilton of the CSFI think tank. He says Varoufakis is propelled by much more than his personality or his 1300cc Yamaha.
He's riding the zeitgeist, I suppose. There is a feeling, not just in Greece, that austerity has gone too far.
Varoufakis was always going to oppose the deep cuts in public spending which Germany and other European creditor nations imposed on Greece. He's very much a left-winger. Indeed, he describes himself as a Marxist. But Professor Monajit Chatterjee, his doctoral tutor at the UK's University of Essex, says take that with a pinch of salt.
People are scared of him because of this Marxist label that he bandies around, and it's almost done deliberately, done in order to say to people, look, here I am a Marxist, but you know what? I'm really a cuddly toy.
Is Varoufakis playing games? Well, maybe. His speciality is game theory. He's even worked for the American company behind this computer game, Counter-Strike.
We now have direct confirmation of a disruptor in our midst. Unsophisticated minds giving him such dangerous poetic labels as the one free man.
The Valve Corporation hired Varoufakis for his game theory expertise. A useful skill set in the current negotiations. His friend and former colleague at the University of Texas, James K. Galbraith.
It's not a bad background to have. How much practical use it is in a particular moment, I don't know.
But Galbraith rejects the claim that Varoufakis is playing the so-called madman strategy, making crazy demands, threatening to bring down the euro in order to extract greater concessions from Greece's creditors.
No, that's not true at all. There is absolutely nothing, I think, mad or for that matter, opaque about the position taken at this stage by the Greek government.
Galbraith describes Varoufakis as one of the most interesting intellectuals on the planet. Many Germans, though intensely wary of his demands, also seem to find him personally intriguing. But the German whose opinion counts most is Chancellor Angela Merkel. Will she succumb to his magnetism? Professor Chatterjee, Varoufakis' old tutor at the University of Essex, remembers one of Margaret Thatcher's sayings.
One can recall one of Thatcher's favourite phrases is, this lady is not for turning, and I think about Merkel, one might say, this lady is not for charming.
Energy, charm, intelligence and glamour. Observers say Varoufakis has these in abundance. We should know soon whether that's enough to win a significantly better bailout deal for Greece. At the European desk, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.